This is a Cattle Cast Extra.
I'm Scott Dymstra, and it's the start of a new season at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts. The new musical, Come From Away, is playing here until September 15th, and we have the pleasure of meeting a member of the cast. Julie Johnson, who plays Beulah, joins us now on Cattle Cast. Hello, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. For those of us who don't know, what is the musical about?
Come From Away is a musical about the aftermath from 9/11 of airplanes that were all in the air and had to be grounded because they could not fly into American airspace. And they had to go somewhere. And 38 of the planes went to Gander, Newfoundland, where they had a former Air Force base that had a landing strip large enough for these big, huge airliners. Some of the largest one was the 777s, which is a gigantic plane, mm-hmm. and it couldn't just land anywhere. So the people landed there, and suddenly these small towns that all total had about 7,000 population, had almost 7,000 people getting off of the planes.
Wow.
And they had to take care of them, and it ended up being for 5 days. And that's a lot of meals and a lot of volunteer clothing, because the passengers couldn't take their bags off of the planes. Nobody knew how those planes, really at this point, how the planes had exploded. There was a fear there might be bombs. So they left all their luggage on the planes and got off and were taken into schools, churches, people's homes. The caretaking that went on there was just phenomenal. And it reminds us that out of such a tragic event, there was extreme kindness immediately following that helped people start to heal.
Sure. Tell us about Beulah, the role you play.
Beulah is based on two women, Diane Davis and Beulah Cooper, and they were instrumental in organizing the basic things like getting people to bring clothes, clothing that the people could change into, because they'd been on those planes for 28 hours and they needed a change of clothes, toothbrushes, toothpaste, meals, like 3 meals a day for 7,000 people. That turns out to be quite a bit. And they organized that and also organized some fun activities at the Legion with music. And they just were these wonderful women, along with the whole rest of the towns and the gentlemen, too. They put together an unbelievable operation. They called in all the troops of the, literally there were some troops that helped out, too. And they called on all the towns, and they just came running without a question. No fear of any fear of strangers. These people need us, and we are here. That's basically their motto.
It's coming together after a tragedy, then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What other productions have you been part of?
Well, I was here 7 years ago with the tour of Memphis the Musical.
Well, welcome back.
We were here for a week. Thank you. I was looking forward to coming back here. The theater is so beautiful, and the town. I say town. It's a city, but it has still has a town feel, which I think is wonderful. Looked so forward to coming back here, and I've done. Broadway, off-Broadway. I've lived back in my home state of Texas while I was raising my son because I wanted him to get to be around relatives, but I still continue to work in various productions. So I've worked for years in the theater, and I also have done a little television, PBS. I was the voice of Baby Bop on the Barney and Friends
fantastic.
Series for 20 years.
Would you mind giving us an example of Baby Bop?
I wouldn't mind at all. How are you?
I'm doing great, Baby Bop.
Yes, that's what I got to do. I got to entertain 1.5 to 3-year-olds. And some people would tell me that even their 3-year-old, if they thought they were too old, they'd at 4 and 5, they'd walk by the room and hear the Barney video playing. But they had to be closed away so that their friends wouldn't tease them. But I've got to be a part of something really special there. With education for children, music and dance and kindness. That was another time. Barney we were very, very determined to make sure that children understood that being kind and loving was so important.
Mm-hmm. What's the craziest thing that has happened to you while on stage?
While on stage, let me think about that. Well, in this show, It's so tightly woven with the dialogue and chair movement. And when people come see it, you'll understand what I'm talking about, because we use 12 chairs and 3 tables to make all the sets. We make airplanes, we make buses, we make the town hall, we make the gymnasium, you know, all out of just those few props. There are so many things that can go wrong if you're not careful, if you get your chair slightly off the spike or forget a line. But I think I've been one of those people that's actually kind of fortunate. I've not ever had really, really bad things. I've not fallen off of things, which is good. So I haven't had any really, really bad experiences. But with this one, if you flub a line, you have to do a lot of quick thinking, and sometimes it's your friends around you that save you. We all try to have each other's backs in this show, because it's quite the machine.
What's your dream role?
I think I'm doing it right now.
Oh, fantastic.
I didn't know that before I saw the show, but because I used to say things like, I would love to, I've already done it once, but I would love to do Dolly and Hello Dolly again, or Mame. I've done those, but I would like to do them again. Mrs. Lovett. But you know what? To play real people, living, breathing people that did such wonderful, kind caretaking of people, and to get to portray them and just pretend like you're that giving every night, it's just the best.
Sure.
It's the best. I couldn't ask for more.
Oh, that's a great answer. And we always like to end with a library-related question. So for our listeners, could you recommend a book that you're reading, a movie that you've watched, or something that you're listening to?
You have to understand road life. We're kind of in airports and hotel lobbies all the time, and I must admit that I am not reading anything right now. I still go back and look at my script to make sure that I don't mess up something.
Yeah,
so
that's
yes,
enough
the script
reading.
Have come
yeah.
from away is what I'm reading right now. But I say our libraries are so important.
Oh, thank you.
And go to the library, and sometimes you can just go there to sit and have a peaceful thinking time,
mm-hmm.
And then you might find yourself attracted to a title of something that you had never thought about reading. The libraries are a city's heartbeat.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Julie, thank you so much for joining us on Cattlecast. It's been great to talk to you and to learn about Come From Away.
Thank you. And thank you for all you're doing with the library.
Oh, you're welcome. That's Julie Johnson from the new musical Come From Away, which is playing at the Wharton Center until September 15. For tickets, visit whartoncenter.com. Also, check out our special links in the episode description. Thanks for listening.
Did you know, as a member of Capital Area District Libraries, you can get special offers on select shows at Wharton Center and Detroit Performance Venues, including the Fox Theater and Little Caesars Arena. Sign up for a free library membership at cadl.org/card or by visiting one of our 13 branches. Some restrictions may apply. Capital Area District Libraries. Check out everything right here.